too. They're the class acts, so no surprises there from me.
Okay.
Race 7, I think they'll fight it out, but I think he's just too good. He could be a bit freakish, couldn't he?
Yeah, he could be.
Race 7, number one.
We could see, who knows on the results, but we could see a couple of freakish performances here on the Gold Coast today. Hey, Steve, enjoy it, mate. It's great to be up in Queensland broadcasting. It's one of the great magical days of Australian Racing Day this day with the Thoroughbred sales. It's been an incredible sale, which continues tonight. I hope you back plenty of winners.
Yeah, thanks, sir. Enjoyed that coverage as well throughout the week on Sky Thoroughbred Central and Sky 2. It's been terrific.
Yeah, no, it's we've had good reaction, which is fantastic. Thanks a lot, mate.
No worries. Thanks, Aaron.
Steve Hewlett there from Radio TAB with his best for the Gold Coast today.
More than 60 years of car making, the last Holden to be built in Adelaide will roll off the line in October. Holden will cease manufacturing at its Elizabeth plant on October 20, it announced yesterday. Almost 1,000 workers will remain employed at the plant until the last car rolls off the production line, and more than 30,000 vehicles are expected to be built between now and then. The Liberal National Party insists they won't lose any more MPs to One Nation, despite the defection of former Queensland Government Minister Steve Dixon. Mr Dixon's shock switch has fuelled speculation another LNP member, Cleveland MP Mark Robinson, may also jump ship to Pauline Hanson's party. Like his former colleague, Mr Robinson late last year met with Senator Hanson and also posted a picture with her on social media. A woman has told a London court that when she was 12 years old, Rolf Harris asked her for a cuddle, then put his hand up her skirt and touched her private parts. The woman, now aged in her early 50s, is one of seven complainants who have accused the 86-year-old entertainer of indecent assault between 1971 and 2004, when they were aged between 12 and 42 at the time. Harris is facing a six-week trial, appearing by video link from Stafford Prison, where he's serving time after being convicted on similar charges in 2014. Brazilian police are continuing efforts to recapture more than 100 inmates who escaped from two northern prisons during riots on New Year's Day. Andrea Arenas reports.
Brazilian authorities have sent at least 100 officers to the state of Amazonas to back up and boost the search for the runaways. Residents of Amazonas say they are living in fear of being attacked by the prisoners who escaped from the Anicio Jobim jail in Manaus and neighboring Antonio Trinidad. The director of the Anicio Jobim jail, José Carvalho da Silva, has been suspended. He is accused of taking money from a local gang in exchange for turning a blind eye to drugs being smuggled into the jail and for allowing inmates to flee the prison. Andrea Arenas, Air News, Washington.
British photographer Lord Snowden has died at the age of 86. He was also the former husband of Princess Margaret, the Queen's younger sister. Ollie Barrett has more from London.
Photographic agency Camera Press says Lord Snowden died peacefully at home on Friday. Anthony Charles Robert Armstrong Jones was a portrait photographer of growing reputation when he became known for his royal studies, including official pictures of Queen Elizabeth II and Prince Philip for their 1957 tour of Canada. In 1960, he married into the family, but he was divorced from Princess Margaret in 1978. Buckingham Palace says the Queen has been informed of his death. He became one of the UK's best known and most respected filmmakers and photographers. His subjects including actor Laurence Olivier and authors J.R. Tolkien and Barbara Cartland. Ollie Barrett, London.
Also in news, children whose vaccinations are not up to date will be made to stay home from South Australian government preschools and childcare centres if there is an outbreak of illness. And a man has died on the Southwest Highway near Bailing Up in Western Australia after his vehicle left the road and rolled, bursting into flames. A small bushfire resulted from the crash. This is Air News. Just when it seemed their luck couldn't get any worse, the Brisbane Bullets have almost certainly lost experienced backcourt general Adam Gibson for the rest of the season. Gibson, a two-time NBL champion, suffered a calf injury in the closing stages of his team's 85-80 road loss to the Illawarra Hawks and has been added to a list which already includes key forwards Cam Bairstow and Anthony Petrie. The Bullets dropped to 9-12 with their third loss in as many meetings with the Hawks and will be hard-pressed to cover Gibson over their final seven games. Agnieszka Radwanska was overwhelmed in the Sydney International Final, but the world number three isn't panicking ahead of the Australian Open. Radwanska had no answers to Sydney-born Brit Joanna Konta last night, falling 6-4, 6-2 in just 81 minutes. The Pole has performed well at Melbourne Park throughout her career, reaching four quarterfinals and two semis, but the 2013 Sydney International winner has been unable to add a Grand Slam crown to 20 WTA titles. In cricket, Matthew Wade's maiden one-day international century has steered Australia to a 92-run victory over Pakistan in last night's series opener at the Gabba. Wade's unbeaten 100 was the backbone of Australia's innings as they posted a competitive 9 for 268, which the tourists never looked likely to haul down. After the early blow of losing skipper Azhar Ali, who retired hurt with a hamstring strain on 12, wickets tumbled at a steady rate for Pakistan and they were dismissed for 176 in the 43rd over. Australian Independent Radio News.
Sky Sports Radio, Sydney weather.
It's just over 28 degrees already in Sydney, top of 32 degrees. Look, the Weather Bureau's forecast is saying maybe a shower this morning and tonight, and again, maybe a thunderstorm off the radar right now. It looks extremely clear around Sydney, but we'll keep an eye on that. Tomorrow, a shower or two and 26, and Monday, partly cloudy and 29. Tuesday, it's going to be back up to 34 degrees and sunny. As I say, we're looking for 32, 39 out Penrith way today, 36 for Liverpool, so a mixture of high temperatures, and as I say, already in Sydney, it's just over 28 degrees.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet you'll love a $25,000 Big Six jackpot at Royal Randwick today. See tab.com.au for details.
On the biggest day of the racing week, Sky Sports Radio has all your premium racing covered. Welcome to Racing HQ Saturday from the Gold Coast, where $10 million in prize money is up for grabs during today's Magic Millions Race Day. Here's your host, Andrew Bensley.
Yes, good morning, everybody. For those joining us out of our 7 o'clock news, welcome to January 14. It's a monster race day where I am on the Gold Coast for the Magic Millions Race Day. We'll cover that through the morning. And for you folk heading out to Randwick as well, plenty of attention, obviously, on that day as well. Checking out the track reports for Randwick, we're on a good four with a penetrometer of 5.08. They poured the water on this week, about 21 millimetres have gone on. The track is super. Good four and the rail at 9 metres. Kembla Grange is a good three. Glen Innes is also rated good. Down in Melbourne at Flemington, the track's a good four. They've had a bit of rain overnight, but while it's going to be overcast, there won't be significant rain, so a good four there. Here at the Gold Coast, the track is a good four. Temperatures are going to get to around 34, 35 degrees, they're suggesting, and already this morning the humidity sits on 99%. It is extremely sticky here at the Gold Coast this morning. He's already up here. He's been here all week, been out of the sales, dropping in, but predominantly doing all the form for Randwick and the Gold Coast. We say good morning to Ron Duffersey. How are you, Duff?
Yeah, good morning, Andrew.
It's one of those weeks at the Gold Coast, mate. High humidity and warm weather to cope with, well, particularly for the horses to cope with today.
Yeah, it's going to be testing conditions today, that's for sure, and for the host, I'd suggest, but then and the horses as well, but it's a fantastic meeting.
It is. The quality, I mean, there's been talk all week about the sales and the figures and things like that. I think it just overall shows just how buoyant our industry is at the moment.
Oh, it's in fantastic shape. You know, when you think you're coming to a meeting with $10 million prize money, it's just incredible. In January, mind you, that's, you know, it's been usually a quiet time for us building up towards the autumn, but there's always some good prize money around in Australian racing, and it's the Gold Coast and Queensland's turn and in January, and they're really putting on a show.
They are putting on a show. It's also interesting down in Sydney, Ron, at Randwick, that David Brightoak, the Victorian-based trainer, had hardened in both Melbourne and Sydney today, and he assessed and thought the Sydney was the right option, but he also admitted the 100,000 was pretty good as well. So let's send off to Sydney.
Yeah, well, that's going to happen more often in over the next 12 months. There's no doubt about it, especially with these middle distance horses. We have so many options for them here in New South Wales. So, yeah, look, we've got a little bit, a mile race there with only four runners in it today. Mm. But I suppose that Gosford meeting always
takes it off.
That sort of meeting, yeah. Maybe this should be, I keep saying it every year, but maybe this should be Gosford Cup Day.
Yeah. Understand. There's only one extra this morning. Shutterbug has come out of the last race, 9, number 14. All the others are in the morning's press. There's nothing extra bar that one. He's had a monster week at the sales. He's had many clients buy horses, but also he has bought a couple under his own name, and he's got Winning Rupert lining up today along with so many others. Bjorn Baker, good morning, mate.
Morning, Ron.
And good morning, Andrew.
I said morning, Andrew.
Oh, well, I missed that. I missed that.
Yeah, you got me in too late.
No, that's okay, mate. How are you coping with the week?
It's been a good week. It's always a great week. It's probably the horse trainer the highlight of the year, but it also it's like running a marathon every day for a week, so it's pretty full on in terms of racing and client liaisons. But had a really good fun time so far.
Yeah, it is. Just before we talk about today, a prominent lot by Dundeal, which your family obviously knows, bought by Boomer Bloodstock, I think, on the first day on Wednesday. You'll end up training there.
Yeah, that's very exciting. Really happy to get a horse like that. He's a high-profile horse, and he's a lovely colt. And, of course, Dundeal's a very special horse. I did go over the table straight afterwards and said, you know, I trained the father.
You still are. Go on, Ron.
You got a bit of a result with Imposing Lass with a black type win yesterday. That would have been good.
Yeah, really good. She won a listed race over the winter up in Brisbane. It's nice to win that group race. And she's got a really good family. She's probably done enough this time, and we may give her a good break and look to bring her back in the spring.
We're racing for 900,000 in Sydney today and 10 million at the Gold Coast. Beautiful country, Australia, isn't it?
You know it, Ron. You know it.
We might start at Randwick. San Giovese, a nice win first up. 1,200 metres today. What do you think about that?
Well, that's a big question mark. If she's drawn ideally, she should be a gun run, not too far off the speed. And if she can sort of be held together and travel finally, hopefully she can finish off. But the first up one was really good, and she looks a magnificent order, and her work's been good as well.
Race 3, Tornado of Souls. He looks a nice horse. He comes out of what looks to be a strong maiden at Wyong.
And I thought it was a good effort that day. He hadn't done a whole heap going into that race, so I think he's improved since then. He does go well, but it's a big jump up from provincial to Saturday class. But he's in good order once again. He should get a lovely run, not too far off the speed, and looking forward to him running.
Surely this is Gold Ambition's chance to put another win next to his name.
Well, that's a big question. Another one. He's only got the one, I think. In quite a few starts now, so it's an interesting little race there. But I think the mile at Randwick, that's where he's performed best. He's rock hard fit, and I think he's got no weight on his back, so it's going to be an interesting little race, tactical race.
Yeah, it is good. That's what you said, the word tactical race. You know, it religifies a leader. Your horse has got no weight and can go forward, so any early thoughts what you're going to do there?
We'll see if there's any more scratching, John.
Make a decision then. Race 6, Burning Energy. Goodwin went up to 1900 last time. What do you feel about the mile and a half today?
He's always suggested that he will stay. I just you probably would have liked him to have another run at 2000, but he's very genuine. He's sort of a naturally fit horse, doesn't carry too much condition. And He's got a great win record, 5 from 10s. Those sort of horses you love taking to the races.
Your other horse there would be no problem with 2400s at Topaz.
Yeah, if it was 4800, I'd be really confident. but at 2400, he hopefully can get out to the front and make his own luck a little bit. And that's he's a one pacer, a one batter, but he's sort of had a couple of runs now. And if he can get forward and sort of roll along, that's his chance.
So what did you make of that? The Costanardi's first up run, can he knock himself around a bit, looking at the stewards' report?
Yeah, it didn't go at all well, and I'd be prepared to forgive him for that. And he often takes a run or two to really get click into gear. So I've done plenty of work with him since then. And he's a sprinter, but he's quite odd because he is a rooster. You have to really work to get the best out of it. You learn one or two quirks about different horses over time, and he's not a horse that can really have fresh. And I probably had him a little bit underdone going into the first race, even though it was 1,000 metres, which sounds very strange.
We'll move on to the Gold Coast. We'll go from the top, the maiden Dot Painting. How long have you had this fellow? Had a lot of trials.
He has had a few trials, and he's about to run the Magic Millions horse, and the aim's to have a runner on Magic Millions Day and come up here and run in a $250,000 maiden. So a race like that's never easy. But he's shown us good ability at home. I haven't had him for a run. I'm getting him off Melbourne soon, so it's hard to know exactly if he has improved from those days, and I guess we'll find out today.
Okay. Credit card miss, you put blinkers back on her?
Yes, and she's drawn to get a gun run if she can posse up and ball on the speed. A couple of the scratchings there probably levels the field out a little bit. She's probably not up to a race like this, but yes, the end's one.
You've got obviously this lovely mare, Egyptian Symbol, in race 5. You sound pretty bullish about her.
Yeah, I think she's going really well. She's definitely a bigger, stronger version than she was 12 months ago when she ran third in a 3-year-old race. And I couldn't have been happier with the win at Wyong 2 days ago. She's been up here for a couple of weeks. She had a jump out at home in between and went very well. Brenton's riding well. He's got confidence in her, and she's really drawn, ideally, to hopefully get a good run on Transit.
Race 6 off the rails. He overachieved there first up, but this looks tough.
Yes, he overachieved first up. He's going to have to really overachieve second up. So from the gate, it probably takes out any chance that he could have.
Race 7, well, winning Rupert, it's his moment today. He gets to stamp himself the real deal if he hasn't already done that.
You never take a race like this for granted. There's some good horses in the race, and he's still going to have to do everything spot on. So I guess one little bit of a question mark up to 1,400, and he'll probably maybe be a little bit more tempo as well. So hopefully he comes out and does everything well. Definitely keep our fingers crossed.
Just with him, do you feel, or is your preference today with winning Rupert to take a sit?
Oh, I think Andrew's probably just going to have too much speed.
Right.
Jeff knows him, and I don't think he can change too much to do with him, and I'll just leave it to Jeff.
Okay, and the other thing that has been around the marketplace is the hoof fella, but you've been very strong on it this week, that's nothing different to what we've seen in recent starts.
No, not at all. That's consistent with him, so nothing's changed. There's been no sort of gear change or any sort of changing shoes or anything like that, so that's him.
Yep, understand.
And what do you make of the report that came out from the stewards? He was a little bit short in his action earlier in the week.
Oh, that's just done a little bit too. That's been sort of a consistent feature. That's probably related to he's sort of got flat feet. But once again, he's never looked better. His work on Tuesday was very, very good. I couldn't fold him at all.
Good fella in the 2-year-old Magic Millions. He's there'll be no fitter horse in this race. He's a chance of being last man standing here.
Yeah, I just wish we had another run into him. he's had 5 starts going into the race. He's 6 up, and I thought his run in the Bruce McLaughlin was really good. He really made good ground late. He's drawn to get, hopefully, to the midfield with a bit of cover, but he could be caught wide from, I think, the 10 gate. But he'll be strong at the finish, and I think it's going to be a quickly run race. And with a horse like that, it's great to have a runner.
Big day for the stable. Good luck with them all.
Thanks, guys.
And on a totally different matter from today, but one for our listeners to keep an eye on, Test the World, will it run on Wednesday?
She'll run on Wednesday, yes. Yep.
Okay.
Good order.
Yeah, but we look forward to seeing that horse.
Andrew, do you?
No, I was only because it was just really good. And they're up-and-coming horses, Bjorn. We've got to keep an eye on you.
Good it's good to hear from you guys, and I hope everyone has a good day.
No, good luck today, mate.
Thanks, guys.
Bjorn Baker joining us there, running through his runners. And as I say, Ron, there's been talk about winning Rupert, but I think it's probably been a case that we're looking for something rather than just loving his recent runs.
Yeah, you know, he's really got the tongues wagging how good he really is. You know, he's been winning on summer tracks and running fast times. Hasn't really met a quality spring or autumn field yet, but what you see is looking pretty good, that's for sure.
Yeah, exactly. Looking at Randwick, we're on a good four with the rail at 9 metres, just to see whether there's any extras. Intrepid Ways come out of the last race, 9, number 11. So the two extras this morning have both come out of the last, 11 Intrepid Way and 14 Shutterbug. So they're the extras at this stage, and keeping an eye on the Gold Coast. Let's go and have a chat with John O'Shea. Something rare could happen today, Ron.
I reckon, with the wild card entry.
Yeah, exactly. Good morning to you, John.
Morning, Andrew. Morning, Ron.
I saw Henry Plumtree, the boss up here during the week at the sales, and I said, keep your head down if this horse wins the race today.
Yeah, well, he doesn't quite see it by that, but I'm sending Billy. I'm not going to go myself.
Not brave enough. A true Queenslander, I thought you'd take him on.
Send Billy up with a full-face helmet, if you're right.
She's a mare that's gone from strength to strength, hasn't she?
Yeah, Ronnie, she's always been a nice little thing. She just needs to furnish up, and then she's done that with the break, come back, and then got a tail in the air. And, you know, it's like when a mare has a tail in the air, they're hard to stop, and, she's been in good form.
What's your theory by fiddling with the gear now, the blinkers back on?
I just thought she was a bit wavered late the other day at Eagle Farm, and I thought even at Randwick when she won, she sort of just took that, five strides to get her momentum to hit the line when she did. But you don't get that opportunity at the Gold Coast, to balance up. And so, the last two runs have been on big spacious tracks where she's had an opportunity to balance and hit the line. She won't get that opportunity today. They'll run along, and she's really going to have to be on a game. So I just thought we'd throw them on and just make her nice and sharp. And Willow, who'd ridden her in Melbourne, had sort of said, look, there'll be no issue with that. That if anything, they'll probably help us. So, we just thought we'd just try and do that extra half length if we can,
Small line-up at Randwick, four runners, but they look four good chances. You start with this piracy in the first. Have you found an excuse for his breeder's plate runs? Because he trails like a nice horse.
Yeah, he just dislocated his soft palate in the breeder's, Ronnie, and, so we just got the crossover on him and got him to relax a little bit in his trials, and I think you'll find he'd be more than effective today.
Okay. Your jockey seems to have adapted okay, Jimmy Doyle.
Yeah, he's class act, and he's very eager to do well, and probably, once he gets the sort of nice rhythm to what's going on, I think he'd be even better, because he's, a couple of times he's really keen, and sometimes I think probably just get him to relax a bit will even go better. So he's a real talent. He's very, very strong, as you've seen, and he's going to be great help to us during the carnival.
Rayman in race two, it just didn't happen for her at Canterbury?
No, probably the only thing for her is you've got to hope she's just as effective on big wide open spaces. All her best runs have been little tight turn tracks, Canterbury, Warwick Farm, and she gets the big wide open space around today, and hopefully she's just as effective there.
This Ghostly is an interesting runner. He looks to be still learning his craft, but there seems to have a little bit of quality about him.
No, he's a nice horse run, but it's a big challenge, and they're going from a maiden at Warwick Farm to a race with his bit of depth, and he's sort of lightly raced conveyance, so, you know, we've just got to hope he executes well. I don't think there's any doubting his ability, and he's, you know, he'd be up to this grade. There's no doubting down the road, but, you know, it's just a challenge. But, you know, that's where they've got to go now. Once they win their maiden, there's sort of nowhere else for them to slot in. So he finds himself there today in good order with a nice gate, and I'm sure he'll run well. We've just got to make sure he does everything right.
What's the story with this Badajoz in race 8? I see he's resuming as a gelding. He's off a long break. Any issues with him?
He's always been a difficult little fella. He's find trouble every day. You put your hand in his box. So mate, he's nothing too great. I sort of tried to leave it to the off season, and he'll go around today, and then probably want to float. He can find a new home there at the start of the sale next week.
Okay. I would have thought his trials look like winning trials. You know, like a horse that could win first up.
Yeah, mate. We don't have any trouble selling horses after. Actually, I like selling them after they win. You know, so. There's no problem. I think he'll run very well. I think he can win. There's no doubting he's fit and well and drawn beautifully. But, you know, the boss is pretty keen to make sure we got, you know, listed group sort of horses in the yard at all times, and probably not going to be that, mate, you know.
Okay, beauty.
And you've got Epdor down in Melbourne?
Yeah, I thought he was a bit unlucky the other day. I thought the boy made a blue. He should have been a bit more positive on him, Andrew, and... just throwing the blinkers on him, he'll be very hard to beat. I haven't got a track report yet for Melbourne, but the only thing that's probably going to cost him if the fence is no good there at Flemington, but he's a bit unlucky the other day. He's trained on beautifully, and he'll really improve the blinkers.
Righto, with the blinkers on. Okay, Epdor down in Melbourne. And look, we haven't spoken about the Autumn Carnival. It's starting to get going. You've sent Chetwood down to run in the Australia Stakes at Moonee Valley, and other horses. You've got a lot of horses trialling on Tuesday, so you're starting to wind into it again.
Yeah, no, it's never a dull moment. Got a bunch of 2-year-olds sort of coming through, and some nice ones there to sort of come out. And Hartnell's about a fortnight off trial, and Iraqi's about a month off trial, so they're probably our mainstayers, and the other bits and pieces around the place there that keep us busy, Bazell and Pending and Stern, so it's all going to get pretty busy over the next sort of couple of weeks.
Yep, no, we're looking forward to seeing them trial. All right, John, good luck today.
Have a nice day, and go easy on Billy if he wins, huh?
No, he'll be gunned for. We're looking forward to seeing him. Good on you, John. John O'Shea, Godolphin trainer, and we talk about Kinsachi, who, Ron, won a wild card race, and that's why Godolphin have a runner in that Magic Millions fillies and mares race today. The wild cards, there's people that have missed out by one spot saying, why have they got the wild cards? But they've certainly added something, I reckon, to it.
I think it does that. It puts another in form. Some of these races get a long tail to them, Andrew.
Yeah.
And there seems to be the same horses going around every year in some races. So at least it puts a bit of fresh blood, in form blood, into racing, into the race. Probably until someone wins it, we'll all go on berserk. But anyway,
yes.
Wait until that happens.
Which could easily happen today with Kinsachi. But anyway, we'll wait and see. John Thompson's online. I've seen him wandering around at the sales here at the Gold Coast. Morning to you, John.
Morning.
How's things, mate? How have you got through the 3 days of the sale?
It's a busy time, but no, it's been good.
You got a couple?
Picked a couple up, yeah.
Yeah, I got four, that's right.
Good news, all right. Well, let's talk about today, Ron.
Yeah, the way we are, John, he's a tough bugger. He's won three of his past four now.
Yeah, look, he's going well, stay in form, and he's going well. He should run well again today.
No changes, he just chips away up near the lead, doesn't he? That's his pattern.
Yes, he'll go forward and roll along, and that's his go, and he goes best that way. And now that he's rock hard fit and getting dry tracks, he's going very well.
Your other runner on the day is Invincible Knight. He was pretty good first up. All his form for you has been great.
Yeah, look, he's a horse on the way up. You know, he'll keep going through his grades. But just reading his previous form, his second up form was terrible. So we're a little bit mindful of that. We've given him 3 weeks to get over the first up run and kept him really fresh and didn't step him up in distance. So hopefully, he can turn that bit around.
Yeah, I was saying first up, he had no first up form. No, that wasn't for you.
True, yeah. Well, he's going super, so, home track, and, he's got a better barrier today, so, yeah, should.
You happy to hold him at 1400, where the same distance he resumed at?
As I said, we kept him really fresh the 3 weeks between runs, and, it's Randwick, so, he'll get plenty of time to get home over the top of him, and, yeah, very happy with the horse.
You got Naranja here at the Gold Coast. Probably would have liked a bit of rain for this horse.
Yeah, probably, definitely would have helped his chances, and the barrier hasn't helped us much at all. But, look, he's going well. He's stripped a bit fitter after one run under his belt, and, he's a cheeky each-way chance.
And you got quite a few there at Kembla today. Anything for our listeners in that group?
The best of them is Ankara Lass. She's didn't suit her much at Newcastle the other day with it being very on pace bias. So going to Kembla, the bigger track, she should improve a lot.
Okay, that's race 6, number 5. And just while I've got you, John, we just spoke to John O'Shea about horses preparing. What's Naita up to?
She's still spelling. She'll probably miss the autumn, come back in at the end of it and race through the winter.
Okay, so maybe up here in Brisbane.
Yes.
Yep, good news. All right, mate, good luck today. Hope they run well for you.
Thank you.
Thanks, John. John Thompson. We'll take a break here. We'll be back. Interim scratching's not far away. As it stands right now, I think, Ron, you might have them in front of you, but there was still only those two new ones today the last time I looked. So they'll go interim.
One extra.
Okay, there's one extra, is there? No, there's just the two out of that last race, 11 Intrepid Way and 14 Shutterbug. So as soon as they go interim, we'll certainly bring them to you. Munsey's arrived bright and early with the coffee. Thank you, Glenn, for that. But I will say he needed the run, Ron. He was sweating up very badly when he walked into the broadcast box this morning.
Tell him to go and knock one of those fans off from downstairs somewhere and put it in front of where he's sitting today to get a head start.
It's going to be a humid day, but a great day of racing here at the Gold Coast. We'll preview it more after the break. This is Sky Sports Radio.
Dynamic Syndications and Gay Waterhouse offer affordable racehorse ownership. Here's Gay.
Dynamic Syndications are my primary syndicators, and I love training for their owners. They buy top quality, sound, athletic and beautiful pedigreed horses. I will be training for them at my Randwick and Flemington stables.
We invite you to join our Dynamic Gay Waterhouse team. For info, visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
Gavelhouse.com's latest bloodstock auction catalogue is online now. Join us and bid from wherever you are, whether at home, out and about, or on the farm. Hurry, bidding closes this Monday at 7 p.m. Visit gavelhouse.com to start bidding.
The annual Big Sports Breakfast Lunch is the hottest ticket on the sporting calendar. Join TK, Slats and the Big Sports Breakfast crew for the 2017 event. It'll be a fabulous afternoon with a host of your sporting favourites, including Craig Lowndes and Steve Roach. It's on Friday, February 24 in the Big Top at Sydney's Luna Park. Tickets at $155 per person includes two-course lunch and drinks. Come on, why not get a group of workmates or friends together and book a table. Now, to book your spot at the Big Sports Breakfast Lunch, give this number a call, 90 33 75 34. That's 90 33 75 34.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet you'll love a $25,000 Big Six jackpot at Royal Randwick today. See tab.com.au for details.
Just waiting for the scratchings to go interim for Sydney. As soon as they do, we'll bring them to you. Ron Duffacy is with us. He's up here at the Gold Coast. But we're talking about the program today at Randwick. And James Ennis Jr. is joining us online. Morning to you, James.
How are we?
Very well, mate. You must be happy at the moment. You're getting out there, getting amongst them, and you're riding really strong.
Yeah, all's going well, touch wood. So hopefully keep the momentum going into today.
Yeah, for sure. Gerald's given you a good go, James?
Yeah, Gerald's been very supportive, and it's been the biggest move of my career, and that's going to Gerald, and he's put me on every opportunity that he can, and he's continued to support me today with two really nice rides.
How long have you got to go on your apprenticeship?
A few months, but I have had a lot of injury time, so I think I'll be able to add. I'm in an extension at the moment, but I think I should be able to extend for the rest of the season, yeah.
Oh, beauty. Race one, Minari, looks a nice ride to start the day. What have you had to do with him much?
Yeah, he's a lovely colt. He's big and strong. He's showed us a bit on the track and obviously in his trials. So, two-year-old Snitzel trained by Gerald, you can't go wrong.
No. Motor, she won well for you at Warwick Farm.
She did. It was a tough win too. She had to come round him and she just kept getting fanned wider and wider. There's a little bit of speed today. She's drawn better and has 52.5 on her back, so she'll be right there again.
It's good that you can ride these lightweights because we got these 53 limits now. It's opened a lot more opportunities for you.
Yeah, it definitely has, especially because it's starting to warm up too. I'm walking around at about 50 kilos, so all's well in that sense. But now it's definitely opened up a lot of opportunities for me since this new weight has come in.
Well, we get mixed views from jockeys and other people, but you're one that does like it.
Yeah, it hasn't had a lot of support, but I'm one of few that can't complain, so I'll just roll with it while it lasts.
Zazudio in race four, as she looks to be going well this prep anyway.
Yeah, drawn a little bit awkward, but 51.5 on her back. She hasn't disappointed this preparation. She's been in the one or two in all three of her starts, so it rolls forward. Like I said, it's a bit of an awkward gate, but I'll just have to sum up the situation, and with the light weight, it'll be a waste to not take advantage of it.
You're on Harada Bay and the Maroubra Mile, four runners. I mean, he's obviously some hope.
Yeah, look, the field's fallen away a little bit, and there are a few consistent gallopers in there, but the Lidia Flush would set a nice tempo, and four-horse field, you can't really go wrong, so he'll have his chance with 51, and he's been racing good.
And other riders at Costanardi in race eight, he's better than what we saw first up.
Definitely. Drawn five, there is a bit of speed in it, but I'll be positive on him and just sum up the situation again. And on its day, it can gallop a bit. So with a bit of luck, we get a nice run and let's see what he's got.
Okay, well, keep up the roll. You're going well.
Yeah, fingers crossed. We'll see how we go today.
Good luck today, James. Hope they run well and hope race one brings the right result for you. It's only a small field, but there's a lot of talk about Gerald's horse.
Yep.
Good on you. Thanks a lot, James. James Innes Jr. joining us here on Sky Sports Radio. Ron, it is only a small field, the first race, and I was talking to Stuart Ramsey. He manages the syndicate with Newburgh. Interesting sort of race, the first one.
Oh, definitely. You know, there's a wrap on most all those runners. Minari's looks a big, strong colt, and I'm sure Piracy's very, very, very talented. And like you said, there's a wrap on Newburgh and taking aim with his good late at Gosford. So it's a tricky little one.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, let's have a look. We've got Interim Scratchings now through for Randwick. It's good four, penetrometer 5.08 and the rails at 9 metres. Race one and race two are clear. Race three, number six, Spending to Win at 11, Test the World, 6 and 11 out of the third. Race four, number eight, Plucky Star, number eight. Race five, number three, Loyalty Man, four off the rails and six so rail, 3, 4 and 6 out of the fifth. Race six is clear. Race seven, number 10, Pro Consul and 14, Lancelot, 10 and 14. Race eight, number six, Rado, 11, Magic Alibi, 12, Kalesi, and then the emergencies, 15, 16, and 17. So out of race 8, 6, 11, 12, 15, 16, and 17. And race 9, 11, Intrepid Way, 12, Portman, and 14, Shutterbug, 11, 12, and 14. So that's the story there at Randwick. The first race comes up at 1 o'clock. Now, Ron, just while I've in scratching mode, I'll just see at the Gold Coast to update. Obviously, obviously Queensland time an hour behind Sydney, so the final scratchings won't come through for another hour. There's been no additionals to the Magic Millions meeting. We mentioned with the two-year-old that if there is a scratching over the next hour in that race, and it probably appears very unlikely, but Tiara Star would not run. Invader is here just in case something does happen over the next hour. So we'll just keep our listeners up to date on that. Righto.
That was the question. Was he there?
Yeah, exactly. No, Paul Snowden let us know late yesterday. The horse is here, ready to go if something does unfold over the next hour. So, look, when we get this close, you'd say it's very unlikely, but they wanted to have the horse here just in case. And with such rich prize money, Ron, you can fully understand that decision.
Oh, sure.
Yep. Let's go to Jason Collett. He's online. Morning to you, Jace.
Morning, guys.
You've come back okay, mate. The bodies and the particularly the foot is back in 100%.
Yeah, we gave it the necessary time off and come back and had no issues, so it's good.
Fantastic.
And you've kept your weight down. That's been good. When you know you offer a bit of a break, it's pretty hard to do. I see you're pretty well riding close to the limit.
Yeah. I didn't jump on the scales the first month, so the last 3 weeks I had a bit of mobility, so I was able to sort of go to the gym and sort of do a bit of work there, so that's probably the reason why I was able to get it down quite light.
Mm. You got a solid book of rides today. San Giovese should be around the mark in race two.
Yeah, she goes up to the 1200 today for the first time this pre-Fenway. She's got a soft gate, so ideally if she has a bit of cover, it would be nice. That way she can have a chance to see out the 1200.
Mm. Bjorn sounds like he's got an opinion of this Tornado of Souls. It won a strong maiden at Wyong, beat a nice type there too.
Yeah, I spoke to Bjorn last night just about these two today that I'm riding for him, and yeah, he spoke quite highly of this horse. He thought he's pretty progressive. Still very, very new, so still in that education process. So, but he's got a nice barrier. He should get a nice run from there.
Bold Beginning, yeah, wouldn't know much about her, but I see she's had support at long odds in the marketplace.
Yeah, she's actually an ex-Chris Waller train runner. I think I rode her probably in the second preparation. I see she won last start. Must have been a picnic meeting at Port Macquarie. So, yeah, I don't know a hell of a lot more about that, to be honest. So we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, Kapoor. Melbourne visitor, Kieran Maher, always should be respected and does have a little bit of fresh form when you look back.
Yeah, if you really look into it, it's actually, the two fresh up runs he's had in Australia over the 1800 and the mile weren't too bad. So he strikes a pretty, obviously, small field here. Got the likes of Religify, who got a bit of a question at the mile. Gold Ambition, who doesn't really like to win. So, he's probably a chance at odds there.
Trafalgar in race six, good race for him with blinkers today.
Yeah, I see the hood's on. He gets the second run of the 2400. Had a good look at the form, and I think probably the hard fitness of the way we are just run him into the ground last start. So now that we've had the 2400 under his belt, hopefully that sort of puts him in good stead towards today.
Disgraceful. Could you expect him to improve?
He's got a soft gait, so he should get a pretty easy run from there. He is sort of always thereabouts, but I don't know if that's because he's not 100% genuine or that's how good he is. So, but I don't think his run was too bad the other day. He was back and wide. He made an early run wide. And he did seem to stick on, so he should get a good run, not be far off the speed, I'd think, today.
Machine Gun Jugs, you would have seen its last start. It should have nearly won.
Yeah. I think a bit of a slow to begin or a mishap at the barriers, without costing it. So I guess if Stangy of AC comes out and wins, you'd be pretty confident Machine Gun Jugs will be right there, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Again, he's soft gate. lucky I've got a few decent barriers today, and it's gonna make my job a lot easier.
And you finish with Chestnut Road, who's been running improved races at his past couple.
Yeah, he seems to be there thereabouts, actually, his last two. Barry doesn't make it too easy. He does look like he needs a bit of cover, and may struggle to find that from out there, but he has won at the mile, so that's no worry. And looks a pretty even field, so yeah, we'll see how he goes.
Well, good luck with them all today, mate. Hope you can, as you say, get the good barriers. Hope they bring the right results for you.
Yeah, the rail out 9 metres. Hopefully that's the case. Yeah.
Yep, exactly. All right, mate. Good luck, Ben, back there at Randwick.
Cheers, guys.
Thanks, Jason. Jason Collett joining us. Chris Waller is about to join us. He's just wrapping up track work, and he's okay to go for our listeners to run through them. So we'll give Chris a call and go through them. Ron, just on that horse in race 8, Machine Gun Jubs, just take us through, because Angela Davies' horses are running so well at the moment. Another good result yesterday at Gosford.
Yeah, I was hearing her stats, and they seem to be really good. They're just the horses. She's got a nice little progressive team in work, and they've got a terrific winning strike rate.
Yeah, they have. What about that horse out of its last run, Ron?
Yeah, look, it comes out of a lesser ratings-based race, but there's a wrap on it. Look, it has to just lift up to another level here. I had it as one of the chances for sure, but it looked unlucky, but like I say, it wasn't... I don't know about the depth of form of that race that was in unlucky in.
And what about race 3, Ron? I mean, Ray Thomas will join us after 8 to go through all the form, but there's so many in or either coming off winning runs or placings. You know, they're all in really strong form.
Look, I thought it was the race of the day, personally. I think there's some progressive types here, and they're all coming from... Well, a lot of them are coming from different form lines, so that, I think that's a really, really interesting race. I thought one of the biggest challenges of the day for the punters, but a good challenge where a lot of these horses will be supported.
Of her last 9, there's been 5 wins for Angela Davies, including that win yesterday in the last race. So that tells us just how Angela Davies' stable is going at the moment. Chris Waller does join us on Racing HQ Saturday. Morning to you, Chris.
Good morning, everyone.
Good to talk to you, mate. The build-up, it's extraordinary to this $10 million race day. You wake up, we've got 100% humidity and all this sort of stuff that the horses have to deal with. Can I ask how From Within's coping with it all?
Coping pretty well. She's, yeah, like you say, most of them would be having a bit of a sweat most of the week, but she's a pretty relaxed customer, and we've been doing everything we can just to keep her cool and chilled, and seems to be working so far, and I think she'll handle the race day pretty well. Her first run at Canterbury was a pretty warm day, and she barely turned a hair that day, so everything's on track.
Good news.
And she'll just, hopefully she just sits a couple of lengths off them here, Chris?
I guess so. It'll be a high pressure race. She's got good gate speed herself and a good draw. Like most horses inside 10, they'll be wanting to utilise their good barriers, not waste them. And then you'll get a lot of pressure coming from the outside, and all hoping that we settle in nice positions without any interference. And the closer you are, I guess, the less likely you are to be interfered with. So we'll certainly be in the first 5.
Okay, and how does a sort of a, like, she only had a first start at Canterbury there, how does it affect her sort of autumn campaign coming here for a second up run in a pretty obviously a tough test?
Yeah, I guess every run with a 2-year-old heading towards the big lights in autumn is a big run, and it's just a matter of what horses get there. Yes, it's a tough race at your second start, so it's not perfect. But in a perfect world, it just doesn't happen. So it's barely even worth thinking about. I can't fault her in any way. Yes, I'd love to have given her another run in between. But timing's not as easy as we sometimes think. So if she can break that hoodoo of winning the race second up, I don't think it'll affect the rest of her autumn to any degree. She'll just have a few quiet weeks and have another run, hopefully before the slipper.
Yeah. Madame Moustache is also in this race. She should have finished closer at Wyong, I would have thought.
Yeah, she got held up at a vital stage after being a little bit slow away. And you could say she's had the perfect prep, so whether she's got the class to make use of it, I'm not sure. She will run a really strong 1200 at Ben, and she's looking for third already.
The other runners on the day at the Gold Coast, El Lou and Pioneering, going around race five.
Yeah, they'll. It's a big step up in class for both. One thing I'll say about Pioneering, she's very consistent, and her first up run was excellent. She didn't get beat far from jumping from the wide barrier. And they've both got good draws today, but have a slight leaning towards Pioneering.
And Strawberry Boy, well, he's been, I think he's been placed in this race 2 years in a row.
Yeah, second in the last 2 years, and he's obviously a year older, and he's jumping from the outside barrier, or close to it today, so that's going to make it tough for him, but he'll roll forward as he normally does and see how he fare the last 100 metres.
OK, you're happy with his condition, though?
He was pretty big first up at Canterbury, but he's tightened up since then, so he's as close as we can get him for being 100% for an older horse.
OK. You've got runners at Randwick here. Race, where are we? Race, your first runners, not till...
Race five, race Religify.
Yeah, Religify. Up to the mile, small field, a tactical affair here.
Yeah, I don't think the mile will worry him. He doesn't have the speed to get to the front and dictate over the shorter trip, so he'll naturally roll forward and, I guess, lead down to four runners. So he won't want to dawdle because he'll get taken on and he'll probably get the come undone. So, look, he's hard to beat. As simple as that. Yeah.
Trafalgar and the Rumour File, race six.
Trafalgar's been disappointing. Blake Shin rode him last start when running second at Randwick and suggested blinkers. They go on today, and he just thought that would sharpen him up. So I think you'll see a little bit of improvement there. And the Rumour File, where he mixes his form, but stepping up to 2400 gives him a chance to be able to improve, and hopefully that's the case. But Trafalgar's definitely my preference there.
And you've got three runners in race seven. Obviously, Invincibility backs up quickly. Disgraceful and Metallic Crown.
Invincibility, just forget his run last week. He just didn't handle that track at all. Huey said he had no confidence whatsoever. Goes to 61, but he'll improve sharply on a better track. Disgraceful, he's getting up to a more suitable distance today of 1400. First up, he was playing, but the distance really suits today, and he's drawn well and got a good track, so he'd be my preference in this race. And Metallic Crown, we're freshening him up, but he's a hard one for the punters to follow.
And in the last, an import, Regal Monarch, and you've also got Lipari and Obsidian.
Yeah, Lipari and Obsidian I'd expect to be the best two chances. They're coming back from longer distances to the mile, both have blinkers on. Obsidian hasn't been far away, and Lipari, he might not stay, so we're hoping the mile, coming back to the mile, suits him. So Regal Monarch, he'll need another run or two before he hits the straps in Australia, one would think.
Busy week.
It has been, yeah, it's full on for sure, but yeah, it's a bit of fun. The family's up here with me, and obviously a bit of work to be done through the day, and in night times try and recover for the next day ahead. So that's a nice
good luck with them today.
We'll be here next year as well.
Yeah, good luck today, Chris, and we'll see Winx in that 900 metre trial on Tuesday.
Yep, she'll be there. The trial form's not quite as good as her race day form. I think it's 28 days until her first up run, so the countdown begins, and she'll just have a nice stretch the legs type of trial. Won't be asked to do too much at all. Get round safely is the key.
Yep.
And a couple of weeks' time, have a slightly stronger trial, and then off to the races at Randwick in the Apollo Stakes. And then I think it's the 11th of February.
Yep, 11th of Feb. Mate, we look forward to that, but more importantly, good luck today with all of them.
Thanks very much.
Thanks a lot, Chris. Chris Waller going through all the runners for Randwick in here at the Gold Coast. Ron, our final guest in the interviews is Chris Muntz. Chris has had success here in the two-year-old race, and today he's trying to win it as a trainer with two genuine chances. Must be so exciting, Chris, for the stable.
Yeah, Andrew, it is. It, it's nice to have two horses going in the race that's fitting well and having genuine, I think they've both got genuine chances of winning in the race.
How many Magic Millions did you buy last year, Chris?
I think I bought about 10 or 12 yearlings I bought myself. I got given probably another 4 or 5 there afterwards, but I mean the ones that I thought should get up and run early have all done that, and I think they've all raced pretty well so far this season.
Yeah. Gee, it's a feather in your cap, you know, only stabled by, 20 and 30 and can't get a runner, and you've got two in-form horses. How's to keep? He looks a tough bugger.
Very tough, Ron. Very, very tough. I mean, he's probably better now just physically and fitness-wise and just nature, I suppose. He's just very bright and very happy going into this race and what he has been all his career, so... yesterday we had him out, give him a pick and that, and he was bucking his brand off and playing, so we put him back in, couldn't risk him getting hurt sort of thing before today. So, I'd like to think he's going to turn up today and run a hell of a race.
He ticks a lot of boxes, he maps well, he's tough, he's fit, and he's got that X factor about him.
And he has won over the 1200 too, which I think Magic Means is a big thing, particularly... in high-pressure races like it's going to be today. I think it's going to be more pressure in the race than what some people suggest. And I think, I've never seen a slow Magic Millions race get run, so I think he'll be thereabouts at the end of the race too.
Champ Alec, your other runner, also looks pretty strong. She probably needs a little bit more luck to go her way, though, than the other bloke.
Probably does. I think you're right, she probably does. I've always thought she's going to sort of develop into a staying type filly later on when she gets out to a mile, 2,000 metres, but she's still got that touch of class now, early days in her career, where she can handle with the pressure of these shorter speed races. The work on Tuesday morning was sensational. It's the first time she worked. It was the first morning that I'd sort of galloped myself, and she gave me the feel of a horse that knew what she was there to do and hit the line. Probably I actually thought she worked a little bit better than the colt that morning, so, but the track did have a bit of give in it, which probably helped her more than him, but she's in good form.
And obviously you got Wicked Intent in race night. How's he going?
He's actually going pretty well. He hasn't had any luck at the barriers the last couple of starts, and he's probably at a stage and a level in his career where he needs all favours. He's going to get that today from the good draw. I'd like to think he's just going to be there, even though it's a very, very... very fast race. I think he's sort of be there in the first 4 or 5. He's there to win if he's good enough today anyway, Ronnie.
Beauty. Good luck with it. Maybe a great story if you can get it home. Get him home.
Thanks, Ronnie. Thanks.
Good on you, Chris. Good on you, mate. Chris Muntz joining us. Ron, what happens at 5 to 8? Is breakfast or 5 to 7 in Queensland? Is breakfast coming out with Cheryl or not?
I'm actually working from the bedroom today.
Working from the bedroom? You've woken her up and kicked her out.
I've kicked her out. She was on the street. She was on the street at 6 o'clock trying to find me a coffee. She got back at 6:30.
And couldn't find one.
No, I got one.
Beautiful, mate. All right, we'll come back in a moment. Ray Thomas is going to join us for the preview of Randwick. Let's go through all the scratchings for the meeting at Randwick. It's a good 4, Penetrometer 5.08, and the rail at 9. Races 1 and 2 are clear. The third, number 6, Speeding to Win, and 11, Test the World, 6 and 11. The fourth, number 8, Plucky Star, number 8. The fifth, number 3, Loyalty Man, 4 Off the Rails, and 6 So Real, 3, 4 and 6. Race 6 is clear. Randwick Race 7, 10 Pro Consul and 14 Lancelot, 10 and 14. Race 8, number 6, Rado, 11 Magic Alibi, 12 Kalesi, and the emergencies 15, 16, and 17. 6, 11, 12, 15, 16, and 17 out of race 8. And race 9, 11 Intrepid Whale Away, 12 Portman, and 14 Shutterbug, 11, 12, and 14. We're awaiting a rider for Ari Gold, race 7, number 15. We'll get that clarified with the stewards when they join us shortly. Kembla Grange, they've got a fine day down there. It's a good three. The rail is true for Kembla. Races 1 and 2 are clear. Race 3, number 8, Savinia, number 8. Race 4, number 6, Royalty Rising at 11 Praise Songs, 6 and 11. Race 5, number 5, Hinch, and 11 Lady Winnette, 5 and 11. Race 6, clear, and race 7, number 12, Celtic Love, and 16, Star Art, 12 and 16. And I'm just being told, Glenn Munsey's telling me, Dave Anderson joined us earlier with the track report, and Dave had a baby girl earlier this week. So well done to you, Dave. I was unaware when we spoke earlier, but congratulations on that news. First at Kembla Grange today at 12:51.